You know, the God that we serve does things differently than you and I would expect. So if you'll repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
You're speaking to me.
You're speaking to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I believe the Lord is trying to awaken us. He says in verse 1, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. A spiritual act of worship. And it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want to remind you that when the renewing of your mind takes place, you don't think with the major factors of fear and death pressuring you at every level. That's the mind of man. The carnal mind always thinks the dark or the, let's say, fear-oriented thinking patterns. When we have these kind of tests that the Lord allows, we need to be aware that the Holy Spirit wants us to think what He's impressing us. And His impression is always going to find a solution out of every problem. It's going to confess the solution rather than the problem. I don't know about you, but when I hear my mouth, when I'm under the anointing of flesh, there's a lot of fear tactics, a lot of control tactics, a lot of directives to others and to myself to prevent a problem from happening. Sometimes the very problem that is happening or prepared to happen is to awaken you. And you shared some of that tonight. And so did I. He reminded me that I don't need to take care of somebody that He's in charge of. Okay? Yeah. But we also want to help Him out. He gave the wife the works of being a helpmate to her husband. He didn't give the husband the directives that he's got to protect the wife or protect the husband or vice versa, depending on who it is. God is the ultimate goal to heal every single one of us. He's the ultimate one that says, give it up to me. Well, if I hold on to it tight enough, it'll become a part of me, won't it? And if I think about it long enough, it will not only manifest, but I can remember my brother, who's just lost his wife, many years back we had three members of our family who died of cancer in a matter of a few weeks, or actually a few months. One at 59, the other one, I think she was 63, and another one a few months later, all with the same demonic spirit killing each one. And Gaston calls me, and I've shared this before, but I have a sense it's important. He says, I know I've got stomach cancer. I can't keep anything in. He says, I'm just like your brother. And you know, he died back in February. And he gives me all these details that he's had an awful, you know, challenge of stopping to think. And now he's got all the symptoms. And I got angry with him. Sometimes you have to kick butt. Literally. And I said, you can't do this anymore. And I said, there's enough familiar spirits to kill this entire family, and there's 21 of us. Or there were 21 of us. So I said, are you going to be the next candidate, or do I have to kick your butt and stop this? I said, you can change it by your words. And I gave him James chapter 3. Power of life and death is in?
Tongue.
Yeah. Well, his tongue was wagging for all the wrong reasons, for all the wrong symptoms. And those symptoms were manifesting quickly. He had lost, I don't know, maybe 18, 20 pounds. And he was down to skin and bones. And Nicole, of course, was concerned. And I had to teach her the very same lessons that I'm still learning. God's big enough to handle your husband. God's big enough to handle whoever you hold in your heart. Okay? Watch again. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The transformation takes place when you change your mind. Mm-hmm. And you can't do it. You have a dependency on the one who said, I'm the Holy Spirit, and I'm the Spirit of Counsel. Didn't he show up a few minutes ago, huh?
Amen.
Yeah. He can counsel you to think the way Jesus did. It says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. God wants to have his plan coming through your life on every level, spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. St. Paul wants us to be whole in all three levels. Verse 3, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, according to the measure, according with the measure of faith God has given you. I can remember with this war that we had, my brother and I, back and forth. For weeks, we were on the phone, trying to remind him, stop it. I'm going to introduce you to the new confession. I don't have cancer. Cancer's dying anywhere in my body. It has no opportunity. The seeds of cancer are drying up at the roots. And we prayed those over and over and over. It took a while to fight that good fight of faith. And all of a sudden, he started to feel better. Calls me up. He says, I can't stop eating. I said, well, that's a good thing. You got to put some flesh back on. He was freezing everywhere. It was the middle of summer. It was really hot. And he was walking around with two sweaters. Verse 4. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, so in the anointing, we, who are many, form one body, and each member belongs to the other, to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do so or do it cheerfully. Verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. That's the verse I wanted you to see. Honor. You say, well, how can I honor a dummy who's thinking that he's dying of cancer because his mouth is in the wrong direction? How can I lift him up? Well, you have to do it in a gentle way, because otherwise he's going to be highly insulted because you think you know it all. And he'll tell you so if he's smart enough. And my brother was smart enough. Told me, he says, I'm older than you are. You think you're going to start telling me? I said, yes, I am, because the Word says. So I would revert him back to the truth of the Word rather than me thinking I'm smarter than him. I had already fought that fight. I fought it with heart conditions. I fought it for approximately 5 years. It took 5 years to convince myself that I was not dying of a heart attack. Because you see, my older brother died, had his first coronary thrombosis, 3/4 of his heart exploded away at 39 years old. And he died at 44 because his only remedy was a bottle of Hennessy. I'm not teasing. I'm telling you the truth. Had all his wonderful get better pills, and then he had his other pill, which was bottle form, liquid pill. Okay? Yeah. Brandy was his only thing that he would be able to pick himself up again. And he continued that until he died at 44, leaving 5 children. Now, when I started with the symptoms, I couldn't breathe and I had pain down my arm. I would get muscle cramps right in here in the underneath of my neck, and I couldn't breathe. And the enemy would say, you're having a heart attack, you better call 911. And I said, no. I'm calling Jesus and his precious blood that washes me from all your garbage and all your lies. So you see, you can either carry the symptom to the next level and enjoy your trip as you die, because that's what he's aiming at. Or you can fight the good fight of faith and declare the word over and over until you get the results that God wants you to have. And sometimes you're going to have to call your brother or your sister, like I did the other day. Because the Lord said, you call. The rest is history. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need, and practice hospitality. Miss Hospitality in this house rubs people's back. She gives you a back rub, whether you need it or not. And she lets you know by that little back rub that that's her identification mark. You know, there's watermarks in paper. There's a watermark in that lady that has a blue shirt on. And she's been doing that since she was, I would say, with me 35 years ago or more. So I've gotten used to that little back rub, and I don't need to know who's hugging me. I could be totally unable to see, but I would know that her touch is that special one.
His touch.
It is his touch. But it's through you. I have another one that usually gets very happy and then dances. And when she's dancing, she also giggles. That's her trademark. And we won't tell you who she is, but most of you know. Why? Because she's a different member of the body. And when that anointing hits her, I know she's free. I don't know how many months ago, but we were on the phone praying and she was having a difficulty in her body. And all of a sudden the breakthrough came and she started to giggle, and the giggle turned into, and I could just see her dancing wherever she was in the house, dancing, and I knew it. And I said, "Lord, she's dancing." He says, "You can't dance because you're in the car, but you can celebrate." Every member of the house is different. The next part, verse 14. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. But they need fixing. I need to help them. I need to straighten them out. Sometimes you'll do more on your knees than you will with your mouth. Oh, you're kidding, Kim. No, I'm not kidding. There are times that the Lord has had an irritation going on in my life, and the Lord will wake me up, usually around 3 o'clock in the morning, and he'll say, "Would you take communion for that one, even if they don't deserve it?" Yeah, I will, Lord. I remember the first few times he woke me up at 3 a.m., I kept saying, "How am I going to do this, Lord?" He says, "Are you trusting in you or are you trusting in me?" And you know what? It's not important what time he wakes me up now, because I'm very happy at whatever time it happens to be. My schedule is no longer out of my brain. It is out of my spirit that I can intercede as leading. There are times that he'll give me visions and words of knowledge at that time where I know the house is finally quiet and the television sets have finally been turned off. Noise. Rattling noise from all the world system, including cell phones. Dangerous. Dangerous. While you sit before the Lord very quietly and wait for his voice, you'll have your instructions for tomorrow. Close your eyes right now. Say, "Lord Jesus, these words are not comfy.
These words are not comfy.
Or cushy.
Or cushy.
But they are exposing.
They are exposing.
The mind of the natural man.
The mind of the natural man.
The Antichrist thinking.
The Antichrist
thinking. St. Paul talked about it years ago.
St. Paul talked about it years ago.
It was around 2,000 years ago he wrote this letter.
It was around 2,000 years ago he wrote this letter.
Things haven't changed.
Things haven't changed.
So with your grace,
so with your grace
and your favor,
and your favor,
I'll hear your word.
I'll
declare your word.
I will live and not die.
I will hear what he's saying to me. And the grace to carry out.
And the grace to carry out.
The commission he's given me.
Will bring glory.
Not only to those that I intercede for.
Not only to those that I intercede for.
But it will sustain this country.
But it will sustain this country.
And bring healing.
And bring healing.
To the broken.
To the broken.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So.